Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and we want to thank K-Cup for this opportunity to be part of their Lifestyles of the Oregon Coast programming. And I want to remind you that you can stream this online and download the program later at kcup.net in their download section. On the program today, we're going to be talking to Amanda Claxton. She's a WIC dietitian. Good morning.
Hello.
Also, Marty and Jax, they're on the WIC program. Good morning.
Good morning.
We may hear Jax. He's about 6 months old.
Yep.
So he's down there, and if you hear some sounds, it could be Jax. So good morning, you two.
Good morning.
How are things going?
Good.
You smoothing into the radio interview here?
Yeah.
Pre-jitters going away. I've been working with Amanda on getting this outreach about the WIC program. It's great to have you come, Marty, as a representative of somebody who's benefiting from the program. And, you know, as a new dad myself, nutrition, we're all about it at our house, too. And it's just really important stuff.
It's a big deal.
And Amanda, maybe we should just say up front, we really want to encourage people to come to these public clinics. Can you talk about those?
Right. Right now on WIC, we have 60 openings. We have room for a lot of people to be on WIC. And so we're really encouraging people to come to some of our walk-in clinics. We're going to be out in Waldport this weekend on Saturday, September 17th, 9:30 to 4 p.m. We're going to be at the school-based health center, which is at Waldport High School. So we'll be there this Saturday. You don't need an appointment. You can just come on in anytime you're free and get signed up for the WIC services. And then next Saturday on the 24th, we're going to be out in Sillette at the community health clinic. So we're really excited to have the opportunity to be in those communities and help the people there get signed up for their WIC services. And for people that are in Newport and Lincoln City, we can have them, you know, call into the office and schedule an office visit to get signed up for the WIC. And the number there is 541-265-4163. So there's lots of ways to get signed up for WIC.
Yeah, I think we want to emphasize that, you know, these upcoming clinics are not your only opportunity. If you're in Lincoln City, you can go to Lincoln City Community Health Center up there. And if you have internet access, this information is pretty detailed, everything that we're discussing today on the Lincoln County website. Link there from the homepage. You can also get in through Health and Human Services. Amanda, just a quick history about you. You're a dietitian. What brought you to County Health and Human Services?
Yeah, I'm a dietitian, and my first job was with the WIC program. I'm from Illinois originally, so it's been a great experience, a really comfortable fit for me to be talking with families about nutrition and to really help them keep their children healthy, prevent any kinds of, you know, diseases and problems. And that's really the awesome thing for me, is to be able to, you know, help people with their families and keep them healthy.
Was there anything in particular that inspired you to go into food science, so to speak?
For me, it's all about preventing the things, you know, later on in life, you know, taking care of our bodies so, you know, we can prevent problems with diabetes later on in life, all those kinds of things. There's huge benefits of eating well and how it affects your body.
Yeah.
So,
different presenters from Health and Human Services. I've, you know, definitely learned more from the county and ways we look at chronic conditions and how so much of this stuff ends up going back to your diet.
Yeah.
You know, and what we're eating and stuff.
And we can always, whatever our diet is, we can always do just a tiny little bit better. We can always do something to make it a little bit healthier. So
it's about having the right kind of information.
Yeah. And, you know, really, I mean, sometimes I think about how, at this point in history anyways, about anything is available at the store.
That's true.
I mean, it's not like we're solely relying on a local food source to where if you didn't can your vegetables, they just wouldn't be available in the winter. It's kind of interesting, you know. So, Amanda, before we move forward, the WIC program is essentially providing food vouchers and nutritional education.
Yeah, WIC is a supplemental nutrition program. So we're able to provide vouchers for healthy foods, and it's really specific on what kinds of foods you're able to get with the VIC vouchers. So things like milk, cheese, eggs, fruits and vegetables, a little bit of fruit juice, peanut butter. We just added the whole grains like whole wheat bread, corn tortillas, and brown rice. And cereals are available also. So all kinds of healthy foods.
Marty, can we talk to you for a little while and and kind of plug your brain about the experience you've gone through? And I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me.
and can you maybe introduce us to just where the idea, hit the ground with you?
Yeah, back when I was about 8 months pregnant, my good friend Michelle told me about a program that was really excellent for mothers and pregnant women. She herself was in it, and she told me that it was a great way to get good information about nutrition and help out when in need. So I called for an appointment and got really in quickly and basically just talked about general information, my lifestyle, what we like to have for dinners, and whether or not I was going to breastfeed. And after a brief appointment, she laid down the plan about these are the vouchers, and this is a booklet of what you can get with these vouchers, and that I'd be on it for a certain amount of time and then be reassessed for after I had my son.
It is for you and me being a new dad too. Did you think much about it? I mean, in advance. I mean, was there a point at which you went, God, this stuff's going to be important? Because I know we were under like a lot of pressure. It seemed like there was old school thinking, new school thinking. You should breastfeed, you shouldn't breastfeed. I mean, grandmas were saying certain things. I mean, it was
tough. I kind of get bombarded by a lot of information and a lot of different opinions. And I was all for breastfeeding. With everything that kind of went on, I kind of had to supplement with formula, and it was really nice that WIC helped me out in getting formula and finding out what kind of formula is going to be good for my son. But yeah, you kind of have, you know, different ways to get information and different people telling you what they tried and what they did. But as for having a lot of information, I got a lot from WIC. Mm-hmm. It's been really helpful, and it still is helpful because I'm still on it.
We love at WIC being, you know, the experts on food and nutrition and really helping women sift through all this information and figure out what is really going to be the
best. It's been really helpful. Healthy Start, Bethany, who comes over, and I meet with her a couple times a month, and she also, you know, if I have questions or anything about that and about my WIC vouchers or about nutrition and what's good for my son, which I start him off when he's introduced to solids, she's been a real good help. So getting the information is not hard these days.
Yeah. The baby didn't come with this manual.
No.
You know, they don't give you a manual in OB. We suggest this reading material for you as you're taking your child home today. Can you talk about any feelings of intimidation you might have had, like, you know, well, this program isn't for me? And do you find that meeting with the WIC people is just easy?
It was very easy meeting with them because they're very comfortable people to be around and easy to talk to. I was a little apprehensive about kind of, asking for help and saying that, you know, that due to our financial situation, you know, we needed a little help. And, but, you know, once I kind of got my feet in the water, it's been a great experience.
We're talking about our WIC program, Women, Infants, and Children, provides nutrition to moms and kids, babies, infants, toddlers. And speaking of that, Amanda, when are you basically ineligible? I mean, do toddlers reach a certain age and you don't qualify to be in the program anymore?
Right. So women are eligible if they're pregnant or they just had their baby or they're breastfeeding up to the baby's first birthday. Infants are eligible and also kids up to age 5. After that, then they're probably going to be going into school and be eligible for some kind of a program at school.
So from babies to toddlers to infants.
Or up until age 5.
My wife told me the other day our child is now a toddler. He's no longer a baby. So.
Oh.
I need to understand the terms.
Better get right.
Marty, going back to you, mm-hmm. you've gotten into the WIC program. You get vouchers, and then you got the information, mm-hmm. and so you go shopping. And walk us through that process.
Well, they laid it, they told me these are the vouchers for these types of foods, and there's different vouchers for different things. They got all your dairy products on one, you got your produce on another. And they give you a WIC-approved food list, kind of a booklet of different foods to get. And it's really good to look through that before you go shopping, so you're not, like, trying to read a book and mm-hmm. going down the aisle and which food is what. And but then you have to separate it from your regular groceries.
Gotcha.
And some stores, I noticed that Safeway and JC have WIC-approved tags under some of the products that are good on the vouchers. And so that makes it easier. So you're not kind of like looking through like, which one is it?
Mm-hmm.
But it becomes easier. At first, it's a little kind of like nervous and you don't know really what to do when you get up. But the cashiers of the stores, know what they're doing and they're informed about the program. And like, they can now like see on the aisle thing about what is and what isn't. And they're really good at helping you out. And, oh, is this WIC for WIC? Okay, we'll put this aside and get everything together. And then they total it all up and write the price on the, looks kind of like a check,
mm-hmm.
kind of like a blank check almost. And then you sign it. And then you take your groceries home.
And do you know how much you have in an account or how do you decipher how many resources you can use?
It doesn't matter on the, price, it's just whatever is listed on your voucher, those are the foods that you're able to get. So it's all there in print on the voucher what you're able to get.
Amanda, you gave me a list, and I didn't bring it with us, but really there are quite a few places to redeem the vouchers. I mean, it's not like it's going to be difficult,
right?
I think, considering the proximity of most of the stores. So, I mean, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. when you're in Lincoln City, or if you're in Walport, or you're in Sillette's, or Toledo,
mm-hmm.
or Yahats?
Yeah, I think there's approved store.
I mean, you can basically stop in and feed your baby and yourself. So
yeah,
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And farmers markets too.
That's true. That is.
Can we talk about that a little?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we have cash vouchers on the regular monthly vouchers that people get in the office, and those can be used at the farmers markets. There are different farmers who go through the training to be approved farmers that can accept those vouchers.
Mm-hmm.
And then also in the summertime, we have a special program where you can get extra vouchers that are only to be used at the farmers market.
Mm-hmm.
So that every summer is a big thing that people
that would be great.
Take advantage of, and they really go quickly.
Yeah, they were all gone by the time I was told about them, and I was like, well, next time.
Next year.
Maybe what we'll have to do is work a little on those specific locations and try and really head this one off at the beginning of next summer. Do you learn anything like canning through WIC or...
I don't think we've
not
really covered that very
no.
often.
Okay. And Marty, you had mentioned, I know you wanted to give a plug for Healthy Start, but as part of WIC, is really you talking about other services that are available
Absolutely.
To them too. It's a kind of a holistic thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, letting you know what the resources are that are out there. Just different programs that, I can sign up for
mm-hmm.
and that can help me with either more information or when we're kind of struggling.
Yeah, yeah. And really, it's great that you can begin to learn about things that are available. Amanda, what are some other thoughts that you have? I know we're getting close to around 5 minutes. Are there some particular things that you want to point out that we haven't mentioned yet in particular?
I think we've covered a lot of great things. We talked about, who's eligible for WIC. You do have to meet an income
Yeah, let's drill into that just a little bit.
Yeah, if people are income eligible for other services like TANF, food stamps, or the Oregon Health Plan, mm-hmm. then they're going to be eligible for WIC also.
So if you are in any of those programs, you know right away you will be eligible. But if you're not, it doesn't mean you shouldn't try.
Right. A lot of people think they make too much money, but really they could be eligible. And we've got the guidelines on the website. I'm looking at a mm-hmm. list right here. Like for a household of four, the monthly income could be up to $3,400.
Okay.
So it really depends on how many people are in your family. And if you've got a big family, you could be bringing in quite a bit of money and still qualify for WIC.
Right.
So it's not just, you know, people who aren't working at all, but even people who are working can qualify.
And when we think about this program, just to clarify to folks, this is a state program that the county administers, basically.
Right. Yes, all the money comes from the state, and then we use it here locally for the people in our community.
You know, when we look at chronic conditions as a result of poor diet, I mean, it seems to make sense in the paradigm of healthier people down the road, less cost to health care
mm-hmm.
because of looking at your nutrition and the choices that you're making. You know, I'm not really that surprised that someone has said, you know, we want people eating well.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, the outcomes with WIC are really great. We know that women that are on WIC eat healthier diet, they have healthier babies, they're receiving prenatal care sooner, infants born to moms on WIC way more, they're growing and developing really well, and kids that are on WIC eat more iron and more vitamin C than other kids, and they're seeing their doctors.
Getting the nutrition that they need.
Yeah, because Marty, you said, you know, Jax is just so reasonable.
Happy, yeah. I seriously have an excellent kid.
Jax is eating well, too.
Yes, he is.
I mean, and you are obviously a good mom. And,
yeah, and it's very important that I can provide for my son and
that's great.
Give him all the nutrition and vitamins and minerals that he needs. It's mm-hmm. really important. And I want to make sure that everybody knows, because it was kind of, I was a little apprehensive at first, mm-hmm. but this has been really easy program to get into and to maintain, and the information has been very helpful, and I would recommend it to anybody.
Mm-hmm. And really, now you have the knowledge for the future,
yes.
basically, right?
Yes, it's definitely set in stone when you learn mm-hmm. these kind of things. It's just, it becomes second nature.
Yeah.
That's what's so great about working with pregnant ladies and young families, that, you know, that they're so motivated to do the best things,
yeah.
and they're starting out really good habits for life.
Well, we've got about 2 minutes left, so let's remind people, 2 free upcoming clinics.
Yes, walk-in clinics, no appointment, just show up. We're in Waldport this Saturday at the school-based health center. Look for our signs. They'll be pointing you the way to go to that school-based health center at the high school. We're there from 9:30 to 4, so just come on in. Then next Saturday on the 24th, we're going to be out in Siletz at the community health clinic there, also 9:30 to 4. So those are going to be a great opportunity. You don't need an appointment. Just come on by.
Mm-hmm. So if you're time constrained and need a weekend date, this is perfect. You've got a window to just show up, see if you qualify, learn about the program. But, of course, in Lincoln City and Newport, you can call and make an appointment.
Absolutely.
And that would probably be 541-265-4163.
That's it.
That's the number. Wow. Got it in the brain. Good stuff. Okay, a little reminder. We've got a minute left. I do want to tell you, if you've been listening to the program today, please see if you qualify for WIC. It's a great opportunity to get that nutrition for you and your child. There's a link on the county homepage. You can go in Public Health and Lincoln County's website and also find details about WIC. You can go to the state website from there, download the brochure, learn more about it, and if you want to just talk about it, call 541-265-4163, talk to staff, they'll arrange an appointment for you. You can come to Lincoln City or Newport and learn about WIC. So, thanks for listening to the program today. Thank you, Marty and Jax.
Thank you.
6 months old. Thank you, Amanda Claxton.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week right here on Lincoln County Connections.